Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome on this morning to today's podcast. I'm your podcast host, Sherita Berry of Holistic Talk, and I want to say good morning to all the listeners out there on this morning. Hey, I was just looking in September at the calendar, and do you know that next week is the last week in September? Oh my gosh, this coming Saturday is the last Saturday in September. I was like, wait a minute, September just came in. Wow, how time flies. We're almost at the end of the year, and I am like, thank you, God, for bringing us through this year, and thank you, God, for bringing us through next year. So on today, we're going to take a little different approach in our holistic talk. We're going to talk along the lines of pathology and protocols. And so on today, I'm going to share with you something that I wrote in 2019, and it's on autism spectrum disorder, and it's a monograph. So today we're going to take a little bit of approach, and we're going to talk along the lines of pathology and protocols. And I'm going to talk a little bit about autism spectrum disorder monograph. This is something that I wrote in 2010 in one of my classes. And the class that I took was complementary and alternative pathology and protocol. So this is what we want to talk about on today. And this is part one, autism spectrum disorder monograph. And so I hope you all enjoying your day, your hour, your minute, your time with your friends and family. I know some people are at church on today. Some people went to church yesterday. Some people went to church on Friday. And, you know, this is still the weekend. This is a new week, a new start of a new day, of a new week. So Sunday is the original start of a new week. So I'm excited, excited, excited. And I hope you are too. So the condition name is autism spectrum disorder. Definition of condition, autism spectrum disorder, developmental disorder that is characterized as difficulties that plays a role in social interaction, communication, and repetitive patterns and behaviors, which also can be restricted behaviors. Spectrum disorder, mental disorder, which is linked to several conditions, which are singular traits and symptoms. And my reference is American Psychiatric Association, 2013, Autism Spectrum Disorder. So diagnostic, so this is the reference on today. So, you know, Autism Spectrum Disorder Monograph. That's what I'm talking about on today. And this today is a little bit different. Pathology and protocols. So, body symptoms affected. Brain, nervous system, cerebrum is reduced in size in the brain. So, this is part one, as I stated on today. Path psychology. Autism spectrum disorder, serious condition, which affects the brain and the nervous system, which is linked to the brain development, which affects the ability to communicate and interact with others. The risk factors are boys are more likely to develop autism spectrum disorder, family history, other developmental disorders, and preterm babies. That means premature babies. The cerebellum velar, which comes to autism because autism is a group disorder of neurodevelopment in association to lowering the cerebellar, which has an effect in lowering the gray matter in volume within the brain. Therefore, there are abnormalities which are at 100% reduced in size. And I will put the reference in today's podcast so that you can read and do your own research. I always tell people, read and do your own research. So this is part one. So when we come back with part two, we'll talk about diagnosis and treatment. diagnosis and treatment. So once again, I thank you for tuning in today's podcast. Today we're taking a little bit of approach, and I'm talking from my autism spectrum disorder monograph graph that I did in 2019, and this was for a class that I took, complementary and alternative. It's called pathology and protocols. So thank you for tuning in, and I hope this has been informative to you. Remember, all the podcasts here on Holistic Talk is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Peace, deuces, and namaste.